Can you tell us about the nature of amphetamines? What are they and what are they used for medically?
Yeah, so amphetamines are a pretty broad group of drugs that come under the class of drugs called stimulants. So basically they affect the brain, our central nervous system, by altering the activity of certain chemicals in the brain. It's a group of drugs, so some of them can be prescribed and be quite useful. So things like dexamphetamines can be used to treat medical conditions like ADHD. But there's also other groups like amphetamine sulfate or methamphetamine, crystal meth, which can be used recreationally and are illegal.
Are there different forms of the drug that are more dangerous than others? I mean, talk about the medical ones and obviously meth as well, which many of our listeners, I'm sure, will be familiar with. Are some more dangerous than others?
Yeah, so the reason we hear so much about meth is because it's a more potent or pure form of the drug. And so we're finding that it's causing an increased risk of harm to people. So increased hospital admissions, increased medical and mental health problems.
So what are some of the issues with the drug itself that are causing these issues? And you say it's obviously an increased, sort of a stronger version of some amphetamines. Is it the way it's being used? Is it the quantities? What kind of leads to these issues with meth?
Yeah, so what the National Drug and Alcohol Household Survey found was that in general people are using more methamphetamine and they're using it more frequently in the past.
Okay.
Methamphetamine in particular can be injected, which is causing a lot of health and mental health problems.
What do you think is behind, the increased use of methamphetamine, particularly in Western Australia?
Well, in general, methamphetamine is a really addictive drug. So it acts on a part of the brain which we call the reward pathway and releases a chemical called dopamine. It's basically a reward or a happy hormone. It feels great when dopamine's released. And so for, you know, you or I, when we have something delicious to eat or have sex with someone, we release dopamine in our brains and it feels good. But amphetamines and methamphetamine in particular releases dopamine in a huge wave. So it feels amazing at first and it means that it's really addictive.
I was going to get to the next point. So it is a more addictive drug than some others?
Yeah, absolutely. In WA as well, we don't have just as much on the streets sort of things like heroin that are a big problem in the eastern states, but we have a lot of meth available.
You're tuned to Fit Happier on the MAG and RTR FM 92.1. And this week we're discussing methamphetamine use with drug researcher Dr. Kelly Ridley. Now, Kelly, what are some of the risks associated with methamphetamine use, particularly physical risks for users?
So it depends on every person. Everyone's different. It depends on your underlying health, mental health, and what form of the drug and how you're using it. But in general, we find that when people use, they get intoxicated with methamphetamine. So that might result in increased energy and alertness and a feeling of euphoria at first, which is why people like it, feels good. But then after that, it can lead to enlarged pupils, sweating, headaches, restlessness, dizziness, tooth grinding. It can make your heart beat fast or beat irregularly. It can mean that you can't get to sleep potentially for days on end. For some people, it induces panic attacks or paranoia. Some people get very hostile and aggressive. Some people feel superior, like they can do anything and that can get them into trouble. And for some people it can lead to hallucinations or delusions. In the longer term, if people are using heavily or regularly, it can lead to other physical problems like malnutrition, weight loss, dental problems, problems with violent behaviour, so injuries. It can lead to tolerance, where people need more to get the same high or get high at all, and dependence, where they get withdrawal symptoms if they're not using. Can also lead to permanent chemical changes in the brain, and we're finding more and more evidence that it can even lead to dementia.
What are some of the mental health issues that we are increasingly seeing with people that are heavily into meth use?
Yeah, so we know that nearly one in four regular users of methamphetamine will experience symptoms of psychosis, so hallucinating, feeling paranoid or feeling delusions. And we know that if people have underlying mental health conditions such as schizophrenia, it can really make that a lot worse. It acts against the drugs that we use to treat that. We also know that because amphetamine releases such a big wave of that feel-good hormone dopamine, that when people aren't using meth, everything feels a bit flat and they can get depressed. It can also worsen anxiety.
So what sort of support is available for people who are affected by meth use, both the users themselves and also their families and friends?
Yep, so a good place to start is with your family doctor, so they can do a good physical and mental health screen and also refer to specialist services if need be. But I know that going in and speaking to someone face-to-face can be difficult, and so in WA we're quite lucky. We've got something called the Meth Helpline, where people can get good information and good support over the phone, including people who are hearing impaired or need translators. So they can be contacted on 1800 874 878 or by Googling Meth Helpline WA. There's also a good place to go to start to look for services in your area in particular is the Healthy WA Red website. And so that leads people to counselling services or medical services in their local area, in metro areas and in regional WA as well.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.